So Tuesday daytime, and we've actually popped out of the studio into the car park. Gary and Dick are here, and we're going to play Conkers on the radio. Gary, have you ever played Conkers before?
I have played Conkers before, but I probably haven't played for probably 35 years. So this is novelty for me.
Right, okie dokie. So you did used to play it when you were at school?
Yeah, of course I did. It was great. Yeah. Always had a conker in my pocket.
And Dick, I think it's probably about 3 years since
three
you last
played. 3 years since I last... I didn't do too well then, did I?
No, you didn't.
If I remember rightly, I was playing you and you won.
That's the one, yeah.
And you supplied the conkers?
Yes.
Yes.
And I would
like... I see what you're saying there. Yeah,
I would like to point out that we've brought three conkers in from my road... which I collected, but you two have both had the choice of the conkers.
Yes, that's true. Yeah,
a free choice.
Free choice, yep. I'll give you that.
Okay. Yes.
What are the rules? I forgot what the rules are.
Basically smash his conker to pieces.
If I miss it, is it his turn then?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Right,
Okay, you go. Yep. Okay. First, ooh, blimey.
he didn't miss it. I will tell you that. Oh, he didn't miss it that time either.
So that's two. Oh, he missed.
The third time.
So it's time for Dick to line up against Gary.
You hit yourself that last one as well. So here we go.
Oh, yes.
Hit it for a second
time. Am I allowed to move it when you're striking?
No.
Oh, okay.
But nothing's actually... It's not cracking or anything.
We're not hitting it hard enough,
are we? You're not hitting it hard enough.
So I've just done the third time, so I'll go for a real big one, this one. Ouch!
Did I hit it?
Yeah. Here we go.
I'll close my eyes at that stage.
That was a nice hit.
But it's still done nothing to it.
There's no damage at all here, is there?
What time's your programme finished, Graham?
3 o'clock.
All right,
hang on.
Ow! Oh, nice. I still keep hitting the things, but there's nothing happening to it. I missed it.
Yeah, right. Come on, Gary.
I heard it.
Yeah.
Did I whisper? I brushed it.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Just hit mine there. It's not causing. Have you actually been soaking these in vinegar?
No, I haven't. I was told to soak them in vinegar, but yeah. I didn't. Nothing has been done to them.
There's supposed to be ways of doing it or something.
He's missed completely.
All right, here we go.
Oh, there looks like a little bit of a crack appearing in Gary's conker.
There's still nothing on the conker.
Oh, no, it's just the string, isn't it?
It's just the string.
Yep.
Yes.
If it comes off the string, is it like over?
Yes. Yep. Yep.
You're very good at this, Dick.
I tell you, I haven't done this for 3 years. It was since 3 years ago when I played Graham.
Oh my God, you're very good. You are champion stuff.
But it's not happening. It's hitting the conker, but it's not cracking it at all. This must.
Oh yes, look at that.
Gary has actually smashed Dick's conker completely and he's standing there with just
the
string.
I've lost the conker. It's smashed into the park, but I don't know where it's gone.
It rolled just down there.
Is it?
Yeah, it's there somewhere.
Right.
Game of hunt the conker.
So far I am a champion at the moment.
You are the champion at the moment.
Until I take on Lewis the Conker King.
Yes, yes.
From Leatheringset.
That's the one.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so we're back out in the car park. It's a Tuesday morning on daytime. We're playing conkers. Gary is current reigning champion. He's smashed Dick's conker to absolute oblivion. So now it's my turn to face Gary. And Dick, I'm going to hand the microphone over to you.
Okay, I will tell you, be warned, Gary is very good. I still haven't found my conker.
Can I go first then?
Yeah, okay. Let me just get my conker all lined up. Oh, that's a bit high.
Yes, definitely.
There we go. Oh, just touched it. Oh, sent it.
It's not easy though, I tell you.
Oh, that was a good hit.
Gary's certainly got his eye in.
He certainly has, hasn't he?
He's swing now, aren't I?
Missed that one.
You
hit your knee though, Gary, I see.
I haven't done this... Well, for 3 years, like you, Dick.
Yeah.
So here we go.
Yes.
Oh, nice hit.
So it's a good hit there.
Oh, it's a secret, isn't it, to getting close to it?
I think that's probably what it is, sort of.
Yeah.
So that's hit there. Graham's got his eye in now. He's actually got that look in his eye as well, isn't he?
He has.
That mean look.
He is Graham the Conqueror.
Yes. Again, it's like ours, that hitting every time, but it's taking a long time before it cracks.
He's very good. He's been practicing on his week off. He wasn't ill at all.
No. Oh, he's missed that one. So now it's down to Gary now. It's a good hit there from Gary. You could probably hear that.
I felt it.
Ouch! That's gone. He's done it. He's done exactly the same. He's knocked yours into the ballpark.
He has absolutely knocked mine into oblivion. Gary, you are the Conker champion.
Thank you very much for your efforts, guys. Thank you very much at all. I'm very proud to be the Conker champion.
A worthy winner.
I think so.
A very worthy winner. Tell you what, after 35 years, you haven't lost it.
Well, thank you.
I think Gary's a little bit lost for words. So there you have it, Conkers on the radio.